resorts, homes, and the newly built hospital have been washed away.
No electricity, nothing whatsoever.
We need to be prepared for the future.
I'm just holding on for dear life here. This isn't fun.
Pacific prepared.
Pacific prepared.
Plan this time before disaster strike.
Every natural disaster gets worse.
What happens when something goes wrong and how do they respond to it?
And make sure everyone's safety comes first.
Save what for dream. You must ready.
Clearing roads, restoring critical infrastructure.
Eventually, I know it's going to hit. It's only a matter of time.
Helping your community.
Helping your family.
Helping you.
Pacific prepared.
Pacific prepared.
Pacific prepared.
Hello and welcome to Pacific Prepared. I'm Fred Hooper. We've got a great team of reporters who are on the ground chatting to you, and the stories we bring you could help you, your family, and your community prepare for natural disasters. The weather and how it affects you is already part of your life, so let's keep talking about being prepared. On today's show, we're all about the disaster preparedness planning. First to Tonga, where planning has been happening through the lens of the volcanic eruption earlier in 2022.
We must acknowledge that the future of Tonga may involve a higher risk of displaced communities and individuals. Today, we not only need to consider sudden onset disaster like volcanic eruptions and tsunamis, but a slower and less obvious environmental pressures which are increasing as a result of climate change.
Find out how the discussions could help in the future. Also to Palau, where the Pacific Partnership has been happening again, all about planning for natural disasters. Our reporter spoke to some of the visiting US military to find out more. And we'll hear from a group of people on climate change and the environment. And there's often a lot of talk about how important these people are.
We know that if a really big tsunami comes, it can wipe away Tonga really easily. So that's one of the things we know and that we're afraid of.
That's all coming up. This is Pacific Prepared.
What's your plan? Are you ready to leave your home? Plan now before disaster strikes. Pacific Prepared.
The volcanic eruption in Tonga in early 2022 caused a huge amount of damage, along with four people losing their lives. It started conversations of all kinds. Lots of research around the volcano has been happening and still ongoing. People have told their personal stories from the eruption, but it's also opened up conversations around disaster preparedness. Recently, there was a workshop in Tonga to talk about disasters and the responses. Pacific Prepared reporter Anasiu Falakono has this story.
With the urge to be resilient to the impacts of climate change, a policy mapping and integration workshop was held in Nuku'alofa. It is part of the Pacific Response to Disaster Displacement Project, also known as PRDD. The CEO of MEDEC, Baulamau, says disaster displacement is vital to address, particularly at this current stage, and the opportunity to investigate it with stakeholders is much needed.
As one of the most vulnerable and exposed countries in the world to natural disasters, we in Tonga know very well the consistent risk our islands face from disasters of various kinds. Most recently, of course, the unprecedented events our country faced in January this year brought our daily disaster risk very much to the foreground. The Hunga Tonga Hunga Hapai volcanic eruption and the resulting tsunami took away four lives, damaged infrastructure, agriculture, destroyed homes and properties, and caused direct physical displacement of approximately 1,525 residents across Tongatapu, Ewa, and also Hapai. Broader impacts, including indirect displacing impacts from ashfall, were felt by 85% of our population.
He says the disaster exposed Tonga to the reality and the need to scale up the preparedness for future disasters and related displacement.
Today, Tongan families impacted by the disaster are facing realities of displacements. Displacements especially where it is unplanned or there has been little time to prepare can have serious impacts on the security, health, well-being of individuals. Prolonged Displacements especially can have life-changing implications for impacted population. Establishing durable solutions for people will involve cross-cutting complex issues relating to land, environment, livelihoods, infrastructure, health and education. We have seen through the Hunga Tonga Honghapai disaster the importance of partnerships and coordination. Many recovery activities are being planned and carried out under the leadership and respective ministries or clusters and their members. Effective cooperation and teamwork is key to ensuring the resilience of our displaced communities. Most importantly, through recovery activities, we must prioritize that the rights and needs of the most vulnerable groups are acknowledged and protected.
Mao says the multisectoral nature of displacement solutions mean that disaster and disaster displacement is everyone's business. As such, an inclusive and sustainable recovery process requires more reliable and safe transport services, information and communication technology, energy services, infrastructure, schools, health centres, housing, psychological support and livelihood options. Currently, experts and related stakeholders are completing an analysis of Tonga's existing legislation, policies, plans, processes and governance arrangements with the aim to highlight gaps in the current institutional environment and the best entry points for the mainstreaming of displacement considerations. The recommendations from the workshop will help officials to make informed decisions about how to improve the plan for and manage disaster displacement in the future.
With climate change intensifying the vulnerabilities of our communities, we must acknowledge that the future of Tonga may involve a higher risk of displaced communities and individuals. Today, we not only need to consider sudden onset disaster like volcanic eruptions and tsunamis, but a slower and less obvious environmental pressures which are increasing as a result of climate change that may result in displacing effects like diminished livelihoods and food and water insecurity for rural communities.
Through this project, Tonga has progressed its journey towards improved disaster displacement planning.
Pacific Prepared reporter Anasiu Falakono reporting on a workshop that was held in Tonga recently, all part of the Pacific Response to Disaster Displacement Project.
Be informed.
Be ready. Pacific Prepared.
We often hear that it's all up to the youth now. It's over to the young people. We need the next generation to be thinking about this. And it seems to be especially the case when it comes to climate change and the environment. So what do young people think about the environment? And what do they think about climate change? When do you get to hear from young people in the Pacific about these issues? We asked a group of young people from Tonga to hear their experiences and get their thoughts on climate change and the environment.
Helping your community. Helping your family. Helping you. Pacific Prepared.
Sometimes we evacuate or we just close all the doors and make sure everything's safe and turn off all the lights. So
we evacuate and it's like our human senses. We find shelter, find safety.
The cyclone Gita. It was really hard because we lived in Longo back then and Our roof was taken off, and so we just prayed because we couldn't do anything until the morning came, until the cyclone was finished. So we just prayed and we made sure we're all safe.
My experience with storms have been, not gonna lie, it's been scary, terrifying, but I've learned to be brave in each one as time goes by.
What my family does is that we all come together. Like if we might all be out, we all come back together and we make sure that everyone's safe, and then we start planning what to do from there. Like, if it's cyclone, then like we put up the shutters and everything.
And it was hard for us to sleep too, so we were awake the whole night, and yeah, and it was really hard.
I've learned to just roll with it, to just obey what the government tells us to do in times of the storms, and what to do and things to avoid. I've learned that can't really stop it, can't really put an end to it, but what I've learned that is that we can we slow it down, and we can learn to live with it and to improve, develop.
You're listening to Pacific Prepared.
Pacific Prepared.
Life after disaster. Disaster experiences. Pacific Prepared.
In a cyclone, I think it was... Oh, the last cyclone we had. Oh yeah, we were in Fasi. And we were all out, and then we all had to come back home, and everyone had to prepare everything. We had to get candles and charge whatever we could, and save battery and stuff, and get water.
Everything can't go your way. Like, if you think Tonga's... Is Tonga's okay? Nothing will come to us, no cyclone, no tsunami. It teaches us to like expect the unexpected and to remember that God is with us.
Oh, the things I've learned is that Tonga is a very flat place and that we get flooded easily, so everyone should go to high places. What do I know about climate change is that climate change is hitting us really hard, and it's, yeah, a lot of things have changed throughout the years, and it affects me in many ways, like throughout the day you can your health will change and environment you're in changes daily.
Stay safe and pick up your rubbish, because sometimes the rubbish can affect the water, and that it's just like the weather and stuff. Just tell everyone to be safe and stay wise, and pray that God will keep us safe. And
what's your plan? Are you ready to leave your home? Plan now before disaster strikes. Pacific Prepared.
Personally, still we are kind of responsible with the littering, so global warming, climate change, but really, you just live life, and whatever happens, happens, and when storms or climate change comes our way, we need to be brave, stand together.
What I tell people is to stop polluting and stop throwing your rubbish around, because no one else is going to pick up your rubbish but yourself. And if you do throw rubbish around, make sure you pick it up, and because where that will most likely end up is the ocean, and the ocean is getting really polluted and stuff.
Because Tonga's really flat, there's no mountains, and Tonga's really small, so we know that if a really big tsunami comes, it can wipe away Tonga really easily. So that's one of the things we know and that we're afraid of.
Pacific Prepared.
Just a few thoughts on climate change and the environment there from some young people in Tonga. Also, thanks to Anasiu Falakono for recording those for us.
It was a terrifying night. Everything was shaking and getting pounded by debris.
We had to make sure that they have a safe shelter and drinking water.
Helping you stay safe, Pacific Prepared.
It's never easy thinking clearly during a disaster. When things are happening, and happening fast, clear thinking can go out the window. Often after the fact, you'll kick yourself for forgetting the basic things, like bottled water. Here's something else for you to think about when you're putting together your go bag.
Helping you stay safe.
Pacific Prepared.
When disaster strikes, you may have to evacuate quickly and be away from your home for some time. So disaster authorities recommend making a kit with some essential items you will need if you have to flee your home. These are most commonly known as go bags. Your go bag should be brightly colored and easy to carry, something like a large sports bag or backpack. Some go bags have a lot of items and can be quite expensive. Some cost almost nothing. Each episode, we will explore another item for your go bag, and you can decide if it is right for you and how you can make it work. You should never drink tap water after an emergency until authorities advise it is safe. And rivers and streams are often toxic after disasters. So you will need bottled water if you have to evacuate. How much depends on the size and age of your family. You want enough for a few days, but not so much your bag is too heavy to carry. Water can be stored for up to 1 year in airtight containers or unopened bottles. You need water in your go bag. What about others around you? The elderly, the frail, those with a disability? Do they ever go back? Can you help them? Listen in next time for another item that will make you ready to go. This information has been drawn from various sources, including the Red Cross, the United Nations, and government agencies. Be informed, be prepared, Pacific Prepared.
Some more tips for your go bag. The things that you need, but don't always remember when there's a lot of things happening. If you've got an experience to share with us about disasters, maybe there's someone that we should meet. Don't forget, the easiest way to get in touch is to search for Pacific Prepared and then hit the Contact Us button.
10 minutes after the earthquake, we had a loud bang and then just saw the sea rising up.
Know what to do.
Know what to do.
Know what to do. Pacific Prepared.
Often responses to natural disasters can be exactly that, a response. Obviously, it's difficult to predict disasters before they happen, but what if all the relevant people or authorities could get together and share information before something happened? This is exactly what the Pacific Partnership is. It's actually been running for 17 years now. It's referred to as a multinational humanitarian assistance and disaster relief preparedness mission. The latest Pacific Partnership happened recently in Palau, and there were a number of activities conducted based on the host nation's requests. Pacific Prepared reporter Janice Ruitingna spoke with some of the visiting US military to get a better idea of what happened for the partnership this year.
I am Navy Lieutenant Commander Kim Hendricks. I am a Navy Nurse Corps officer, and I am the lead medical planner for the mission stop here in Palau as part of Pacific Partnership 2022.
And I am Lieutenant Junior Grade Molly Sanders,
I'm the Public Affairs Officer for Pacific Partnership 2022.
Can you please explain what you're doing here in Palau?
So in Palau, we focused on a few different areas as part of Pacific Partnership. One of them was humanitarian assistance and disaster relief, where there was a three-day conference, and staff from Pacific Partnership came and partnered with other nations such as the UK and Australia to go over disaster preparedness and especially climate change, as that is a big concern for the citizens of Palau. So we were able to focus on that. And we also did many medical events at Palau National Hospital, as well as some outlying clinics to include Peleliu.
So this is Molly. The host nations are chosen based off of who invites us. So we were lucky enough to get an invitation from Palau, and their needs met things we could provide. And so we were really excited to make them part of Pacific Partnership 2022.
Part of your mission is disaster relief preparedness. Have you done any preparedness trainings or exercises here?
So there was a three-day humanitarian assistance and disaster relief conference that brought in representatives from not only from Pacific Partnership, but from other partnering nations such as Australia and the UK to discuss overall disaster preparedness and response, especially related to climate change. And for medical events, we were able to provide some trauma training, as well as going over routine clinical skills that are useful in any sort of care setting, especially a disaster setting.
Why is it important to do these trainings or exercises?
So, hey, this is Molly. It's really important because the knowledge exchange really goes both ways, which has been pretty incredible to be a part of. So we have our doctors, we have our humanitarian assistance disaster relief experts who are able to share their experiences and things they've learned. But additionally, especially in the HADR conference, Palau really was a big part of that. And their experience in battling climate change and recommendations they have for not only the U.S. Navy, but just worldwide were really impactful. So that knowledge exchange going both ways has been really powerful.
It was very important for us to share our knowledge and resources because there's only the one hospital here in Palau, and anyone who is needing more specialized or higher level of care oftentimes has to be sent off off island to sometimes other countries to be able to be seen. And we really wanted to come in here and help provide some skills and knowledge to hopefully help keep patients here in Palau and help the healthcare providers be able to provide for the patients, because that's a big burden financially for families to have to pay for flights or hotels or whatever to go to these other hospitals in these other countries. And so, you know, if we can help improve things at the hospital in Palau, then that will, you know, keep people on island and help relieve that type of burden to the families.
How long are you staying in Palau?
So our advance team got here. I'm sorry, Lieutenant Commander, what day did you all get here?
So we had a small group of five personnel who arrived on July 5th, really late on July 5th, to really finalize the planning. These missions are planned months ahead of time, many times over phone calls or emails or Zoom calls. And, you know, before the ship comes in, we typically send a group in to the country beforehand. So we had about five medical personnel who were able to do that. Shortly after that, we brought in 10 medical specialists to be able to start our mission a little bit early and be able to provide really specialized care. And then the Mercy arrived 4 days ago.
The Mercy arrived on the 18th, so that was nice to have her nearby to also provide some of that medical support. And then we'll be leaving this weekend. As much as we've had a great time in Palau and would love to stay, we do have to get to our next mission stop. So about 2 weeks with a good chunk of the team here.
Palau is absolutely beautiful. Everyone comments on how clean the waters are here, and it's very apparent that Palau and its citizens really care about the environment, and I wish the rest of the world would see the world the same and take care of it as Palau does. So it's truly beautiful, truly a treasure, and the people here are so friendly. Working with them has been a joy. I personally do not want to leave. And I can't wait to come back. I really hope the mission comes back in the future. And I hope that I could be a part of it because this place has been absolutely phenomenal.
Pacific Prepared reporter Janice Reutinger speaking with some of the U.S. military who are visiting Palau as part of the 2022 Pacific Partnership.
Being prepared is to save lives, to save properties,
helping you stay safe.
What happens when something goes wrong and how do they respond to it?
Plan this time before disaster strike.
Every natural disaster gets worse.
Pacific Prepared.
Pacific Prepared.
Pacific Prepared.
Pacific Prepared is supported by the Pacific Media Assistance Scheme, with funding from the Australian Government's Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade. Any views expressed do not necessarily represent those of PACMAS or the Australian Government. It's produced and distributed in partnership with Radio Australia and networks across the Pacific, including Radio New Zealand Pacific, NBC Papua New Guinea, Palau Wave Radio, Capital FM 107 Vanuatu, FBC Fiji, Samoa National Radio 2AP and TBC Tonga. If your organisation is working in disaster preparedness or resilience, keep us informed so that we can keep everybody informed. Maybe you've got a story idea, a personal experience to share, a topic to cover, or someone that we should meet. The easiest way to get in touch is to search for Pacific Prepared and then hit the Contact Us button. You can also listen back to the program. Just type Pacific Prepared into your search engine and you'll find us. We're also available on the ABC Listen app. Have conversations about disasters. What would you do and how will you prepare? We're trying to help you make the next disaster easier for you and your family. My name is Fred Hooper. Please share any information you've learned today and stay safe. This has been Pacific Prepared.